Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, Moreland, M-O-R-E-L-A-N-D. Her address is 2660 capital V-6 Road, Oroville, California, 95966. Phone 530-534-5284. Cell 530-519-5220. Her date of birth is 7/24/1949. ID is 570-70. I'm sorry. ID is XXX XXX 7754. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Rite Aid - Oroville. Support : Candy, K-N-A-U-T-H, 530-370-4999-daughter. It is addressed to Dr. Jerry Waters, W-A-T-E-R-S, M-D. Family Practice, 2721 Olive Highway, Suite 9, Oroville, California, 95966-6115, 530-538-3020, 530-533-4243, parenthesis fax, end parenthesis. The clinical indication, referral for neurological evaluation with remote history of dysgeusia. Below that, it should say recent history of increased anxiety with nocturnal arousals. Subparagraph, history of increased mood lability during the day. New paragraph, reports of mild cognitive impairment in short-term memory. subparagraph. Joanne and her daughter report that her symptoms have been ongoing for approximately 2 years and seem to be getting worse. Stability with calm, organization, and familial company seems to improve her symptoms. Her symptoms seem worse in scattered surroundings. Working with commitments and being alone. New paragraph. Current medications. Valium 5 milligrams taken PRN in the early morning with arousals with anxiety. New paragraph. Past medical history. She has a history of allergy / hay fever, anxiety, light symptoms of depression. New paragraph, surgical history. Hysterectomy was completed in September of 2022. Social habits. Light alcohol - wine. No history of substance use or abuse. Familial history. She is married with two children. She's completed 14 years of education. She is retired from employment. She describes her general stress level as low. She is right-handed. She has not completed an advanced directive. She reports that she exercises at a medium level. Family medical history. Her mother is 84 and reported to be healthy. Her father is deceased. He was healthy. She has living brothers. No sisters. She was attended today by her supportive daughter. New paragraph. Family medical history. Her mother has a history of dementia. Her father has a history of stroke. Neurological review of systems. She reports approximately a 30-pound weight loss in the last 2 years. She describes reduced appetite with reduced food consumption. She has chronic back pain. She has transient dizziness. She reports ongoing anxiety and memory difficulty. She has sleep maintenance insomnia and seasonal allergies. New paragraph. She gave a history of evaluation for a possible sleep apnea. She's not treated for this therapeutically. New paragraph. Neurological examination. Joanne was seen attended by her daughter today, who provides additional history. New paragraph. She is alert and oriented, but has trouble with recollection of recent events. Her thinking is otherwise logical, goal-oriented, and appropriate for the clinical circumstances. There is no unusual ideation. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are normal. Her motor examination demonstrates normal bulk, tone, strength, movement, and activity. Sensory examination was deferred, or deep tendon reflexes are preserved. Ambulatory examination was fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Joanne Moreland presents with a clinical history of cognitive decline during the last 2 years. associated with a sense of loss of appetite, and by her daughter's report, reduced normal feeding habits. New paragraph. She now has nocturnal arousals with a history of sleep maintenance insomnia, awakening with significant anxiety, for which she's been prescribed diazepam at low doses, which has been beneficial. New paragraph. Unfortunately, she describes increasing difficulty with cognitive impairment for short-term memory. New paragraph. She otherwise takes a regular vitamin regimen with supplements by her report. New paragraph. She has a history of mood lability and irritability with anxiety during the daytime. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Her clinical history and presentation with her family history suggests risk factors for degenerative dementia. The diagnostic laboratory testing kindly provided for this evaluation. Was within normal limits, but did demonstrate elevated LDL cholesterol. A risk factor for cerebral ischemic degeneration. New paragraph recommendations. We will work to obtain a high-resolution 3D MR brain imaging study for evaluation of possible degenerative cerebral disease and risk factors for progressive degeneration. New paragraph. Laboratory testing will be completed for dementia evaluation. New paragraph. With her history of sleep maintenance insomnia, we will schedule and obtain a home sleep study for further evaluation and exclusion of sleep apnea contributing to her symptoms. New paragraph. Therapeutic recommendations. In consideration of her ongoing care, I have asked her to discontinue Valium, since this may contribute to some of her symptoms of cognitive impairment. New paragraph. We will give her a prescription for L-methylfolate, 15 milligrams, to take up to twice a day, once in the evening, for management of anxiety and emotional reactivity. New paragraph. We discussed her use of hypnotic medications. Subparagraph, she will establish treatment with melatonin up to 10 milligrams at HS to reduce risk for nocturnal arousals and improve her dysomnia. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her for a follow-up reevaluation with the results of her initial testing in consideration for recommendations. New paragraph. She will complete the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires for further assessment of her ongoing capacity at this time. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns.